pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show. Hope your Memorial weekend went very, very well. And glad to have you back safe and sound with us here on ESPN Radio. Doug and Danny Show with you for the next hour on 1460 and 1550 and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. We knew May was going to fly by, and now we are into the final week of May. Yes, it is May. It is May. Doesn't matter what it looks like outside or feels like it. It is May. And glad to have you back with us. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's the number you can call anytime. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can also email us to the Dent Popper inbox at any time. Doug and Daddy. Spell out the word and. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Majority of what's going to be spoke about is now more to the national scene with the College World Series, the NBA, and the NHL playoffs. And with the outdoor track season winding down for Hastings College and UNK this weekend, everything is done except Nebraska baseball. But is Nebraska baseball done? Welcome back, Daddy.
Hi, good to be back. A good weekend. Good to get out and see some friends and family. Get out in the and finally one nice day. One nice day on Sunday. I think the wind finally went down. The other 2 days, yucky. Other 2 days, not all that great, but yeah, the focus goes to Nebraska baseball, and Eastern Illinois is on hand. The debate will rage on this week. Should Johnny Dorn pitch in game one? You're facing a team that's one game below 500. They won the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament. We will be joined by the head coach of Eastern Illinois here in the second segment of this program, Jim Schmitz. Different guy. He was not the guy on NYPD Blue, but he will join us. Derek got that one. He will join us.
Oh, I got it.
The Ohio Valley Conference Tournament champs.
Jimmy Schmitz.
Yeah, they went into the four seed. They were able to take out teams in the Ohio Valley. I just jotted down a few of them. Tennessee Martin, Tennessee Tech, Murray State, Jacksonville State, which happened to be the number one seed in that tournament, Samford, Southeast Missouri. So there's kind of a rundown of the Ohio Valley Conference. A lot of people think this team's very much overmatched. Many people, although they did play Missouri to an 8-6 ball game during the year, so that might be a little bit of, raise a few eyebrows out there as far as this team goes. I think obviously the Anteaters in Nebraska's regional, that's a team which has a lot of people concerned. They made the trip to Omaha a year ago, and they were able to do that by beating some very good teams on the road, and they start in the Lincoln regional again. So I think a lot of people are discounting the seasons which Oral Roberts and which Eastern Illinois have had, but they're not discounting what the Anteaters bring to the table in UC Irvine.
Is Nebraska's season over?
No, because they're playing at Hawksfield Haymarket Park. Record is very, very good there. They got a lot of confidence there. They battle there. They play different there than they do anywhere else in the country.
I go to last week's Prairie Hills poll and one question, which was, when will Nebraska's baseball season end? And we gave you the four choices: in the regionals, in the super regionals, meaning they'd win the regional, in the College World Series, or winning the College World Series. 56% say it comes to an end this weekend. And this was before Nebraska was ousted in the Big 12 tournament, which was won by who again?
Texas.
Really? Anybody have that? Anybody have that?
Doug,
yeah, that's what I thought. This guy right here. This guy right here. Woo-hoo! Keeping the streak alive, much like the Royals streak. But 17, 18% said in the Super Regionals, which is where I believe the season will come to an end. College World Series 15%, and winning the College World Series 12% on the Prairie Hills Poll and One. This week's Prairie Hills Poll and One question: which Big 12 team will go the farthest in the NCAA tournament?
Now, the numbers weren't exact, but the Lincoln Journal Star also had that up as a question. But the percentages were very, very, almost eerily similar to us. So not a lot of confidence in this team right now, and probably for good reason, especially losers of, five out of the last six.
Five out of the last six is right, and kind of some disappointing baseball again at the Big 12. Where are the errors coming from? That is the new bugaboo with the Huskers. I mean, look at what happened out of the Big 12. A lot of errors from a lot of teams. Oklahoma would have never won a ball game. They might not have even scored a run if it hadn't been for all the errors against the teams that they were playing.
How are they in the tournament? I mean, that's a whole other debate, but that is bizarre in its own right.
If we had the research firm of the National folks, you would probably find out that somebody has a connection to the University of Oklahoma on the committee or a friend thereof on the committee. How they got in ahead of Baylor. I mean, Oklahoma was eighth in the conference.
Bizarre.
We took six teams. Bizarre. Baylor and K-State have to go ahead of them. Baylor has to go. Although, you know, Baylor did go 1-2, just like Nebraska did.
I think that's the one team out there, though, nationally. You go ahead of Oregon State. You know, there's other names you're hearing out there, but that's the one that when you throw up the field of 64 teams, you go, how does that happen?
Well, in this year in the field of 64, which we'll break down a little bit more to try to keep some continuity to our talk here this morning, that you look at that field of 64, there are a lot more teams with straight-out losing records, meaning they won their tournaments to get in, than there has ever been that I can remember, at least in the past few years. There are a lot of teams with losing records in the NCAA tournament this year. And funny enough, Miami of Florida, the number one overall seed in the country, is playing a team that's 36-20. I mean, they're not playing one of these teams. That is absolutely horrible. Texas Southern, 16-32. They draw LSU, who is the seventh overall national seed. And I guess if you look at the overall national seed, Nebraska is 10th. And even though they slid down at the end of the year, now I have to scratch my head and say, how are they behind North Carolina State and Georgia in the overall process of selections here? I find that very strange. And yet, ahead of Oklahoma State and Texas A&M.
That is exactly right. If you're looking at the team that ranked the high, and the baseball committee supposedly must weigh so much into the RPI, because that's where Nebraska led the way. Their RPI was better than A&M and Oklahoma State. Yeah, you say what you want. The commerce record was not as good. The tournament success was not as good. The RPI was what kept them afloat and kept them above those other teams.
Well, very rarely do you see anything. But again, I have to make one other comparison, and then Jim Schmitz is going to be joining us from Eastern Illinois, Nebraska's first-round opponent, at 105 on Friday, which is something else we'll talk about, I'm sure, here in a moment. But I said this in the NCAA basketball tournament. I will say it again in the NCAA baseball tournament. Florida was left out of the basketball tournament. And Oregon State, the two-time defending champion, just like Florida in basketball, is left out of the baseball tournament, coming out of the Pac-10, which was not listed necessarily as the toughest conference, but 28-24. If you're the two-time defending national champion, and you have nothing that's blatantly against you, you should be in. I am a firm believer in that. You know, you've done enough to get in the tournament. They were above 500, and I think that's out of a decent conference, and that's all you should have to do to get into the tournament. There are 64 teams in the tournament. You cannot tell me there is not room for Oregon State. And I don't know if they were 65th or 66th. I have to think they're not 65th, because they would have got bumped in if they were. But, I mean, all these teams that were below 500, you can't necessarily say that they took Oregon State spots, because they're coming out of a conference where probably they would have only gotten one team in. But I'm sure there's a couple of teams in this field that did get in that would have knocked out, just like basketball, a couple of those bubble teams. But Oregon State, you're your two-time defending national champion. Fine. Maybe they get bounced 0-2 in the regional. Give them a chance. give them a chance.
Well, and Doug, not only that they're a two-time defending national champ, but they've done more for the North teams in baseball, believing that you can compete on a national stage and bringing the spotlight on them for those Northern teams and helping out baseball in that capacity as well.
Well, we will find out a lot more about the regional that Nebraska is in. We will talk with the coaches to come up this week. 105 Nebraska plays on Friday, and then Oral Roberts and UC Irvine. None of these teams that are in Nebraska's regional are necessarily big names. If Irvine hadn't made that run last year, they would not be a big name. And they come out of a very, very competitive California conference. But don't discount, I mean, these teams are all coming in outside of Eastern Illinois with good records. I mean, none of these teams are coming in with 20, 22, 24 losses. Oral Roberts, 12, 46 and 12, and a great record there for UC Irvine as well coming into the NCAA tournament. These teams are not slouches.
No, they're not slouches, Doug. We're talking so many different things in Oklahoma. How are they in? Arkansas does not make the SEC tournament. How are they in this field? They didn't even make their conference tournament. There's another head scratcher for Oregon State, I think.
Well, we will be able to dissect that a little more. Love to have your opinions at 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Or you can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up on the program today. Jim Schmitz, the head coach at Eastern Illinois, is going to join us. Well, there's some baseball on the local scene scheduled for tonight. Officially, we haven't heard word that any of it's called off. But come on, people. Nobody wants to play in this. Let's find out what happens. We are scheduled to bring you Kearney Thirsties taking on St. Paul tonight from Memorial Field on our sister station, Power 99 FM. We'll keep you up to date on that. Kearney Runza, Post 52, the juniors are in action tonight. Grand Island, Hastings, all of them got underway this weekend. We'll talk a little Legion baseball as well. And as you're getting ready for baseball season, you can tell that it's time to go to Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. You need something. You've been to practice. You've been to a couple games. You're going, you know what? My kid's a little bigger. He needs a bigger bat. Or we just don't have a bat. You know, he's been working with this one. Let's go get him a baseball bat that's going to help him out. That's perfect for him. Let's get him some shoes. Oh, he ripped them out this weekend, bringing it on home, and just ripped it out. So we're going to need some new shoes. Let's get in and get the cleats there.
He left them outside. The mud filled in on him. We got to get him new shoes.
Well, first you make him pay him off because he's stupid for doing that. But you got gloves, you got bat bags, you've got everything you need from baseball to softball, Little League to Legion, fast pitch, slow pitch. They've got the gear you need for play or for practice. You need the shorts. You need the running shorts just to go out. They have got more than baseball and softball there. Running shorts, great selection of shoes, flip-flops, sandals. They're there. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
This is your ESPN Superstation radio playbook for May 26th through June 1st. The First Presbyterian Church of Hastings will host Vacation Bible School for children 3.5 years through 5th grade, the week of June 2 through the 6th, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. This year's theme is Beach Party, surfing through the scriptures, and features many fun activities. Your children will have a great time learning a Beach Bee attitude each day. A beach party including program and dinner will culminate the week's activities on Friday evening beginning at 6 p.m. Pre-registration is available at the church on 7th Street and Burlington Avenue in Hastings, or go to our website at www.fpchastings.org. For more information, call Elizabeth at 402-462-5147. Please send events well in advance to ESPN Superstation, P.O. Box 130, Kearney, Nebraska 68848, or P.O. Box 726, Hastings, Nebraska 68901. You can also fax to 308-234-6781.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is your home for Kansas City Royals baseball.
Not running. And Gordon belts it to deep right field. Markakis can only watch it land over the right field wall. Drilled to deep left center field into a stiff crosswind. And Joey Gathright with a great catch. catch, and then slams into the wall.
Exciting Royals baseball all summer long right here on ESPN Radio Superstation.
This is University of Nebraska Kearney baseball coach Damon Day. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see considerable cloudiness along with some scattered shower activity at times through the day today, with high temperatures staying in the lower 50s. Winds out of the northeast will remain at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, a chance of showers and a few thunder showers lingers early. That will stay partly to mostly cloudy with a low at 41. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Of course, also available on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. That's where you can catch the Doug and Danny podcast, catch any of the interviews or any of the shows that you might have missed here over the last few weeks. You know, the Division II World Series, UNK, of course, just heard from Coach Day. You know, they made it out there and went 1-2 and were eliminated. Well, last night, Sonoma State, who beat the Lopers in one of their two games, easily won their first game, 10-1. And then yesterday, they went 19 innings in a game that started at 8 o'clock Central Time, just outside of St. Louis is where they're playing. Sonoma won 6-5, got an RBI single from a player who stepped up for his first career at bat. So evidently somebody must have been hurt, and they moved him into the... But the game got over at 3 in the morning.
Oh.
6.5 hour game, 19 innings yesterday. I would hate to lose six and a half hour game. Well, you know, Division II was where Eastern Illinois used to be, but they have been a Division I program for quite some time now, and they're making their second appearance in the NCAA tournament. Back in 1999, the team made it into the NCAA tournament, and after losing their first game to Baylor, they were able to beat Arizona and were eliminated by Minnesota in that third game after beating Arizona. And coaching at that time and coaching now in his 14th year, the head coach with Eastern Illinois, Jim Schmitz, joins us this morning on the Doug and Danny Show. Coach, first of all, congratulations. Welcome back to the tournament.
Well, thank you. You know, once you get there, you don't realize how long it's going to be to get back. And we're real excited for these guys. Obviously, the last couple of years, we've been a little down. Kind of made another commitment with recruiting and brought some good players in. So we're real excited, obviously. We know the task ahead, but our players really played well in the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament. We got guys healthy and feel real good about ourselves right now.
Coach, talk about the four-game run you guys made in that tournament. You got up on people early, especially in the last two games. That will be key again this weekend if you are to make some noise.
Well, definitely. I know as a coach, you know, the last couple of years, we don't break it down that much anymore. We really just try to go out and play and have some fun. We know what we have to do. The two big games, 3 and 4, we threw a freshman and a guy that hadn't pitched in a while and knew that would have been the key. So, you know, we're just being pretty aggressive offensively. We made a switch in our lineup, which has worked to give us some more offense. Definitely, you know, obviously playing there with the crowd, I mean, that's going to be the key thing to kind of stay in the game. But putting some runs on the board helps everything. So, but each tournament's different, each game's different. And, you know, we just hope we go out and play good baseball during these next 3 days.
Jim Schmitz, the head baseball coach at Eastern Illinois, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I would have to guess that maybe 1% of the population of the state of Nebraska knows anything about your ball club. And so trying to fill them in here, you lost 12 seniors off last year's team. What were the expectations coming in to this year, and maybe when did things start to click?
Well, that's a good question. You know, at the beginning of the fall, we talked about that. Our expectations were not wins, not OVC tournament or anything, but let's get the program back where it was. We had some good runs in the late 90s, 2001, when we won a lot of championships. So it was more of you know, getting the program playing the game the way it should be played. In terms of team wise, you know, what turned it around? You know, I definitely think we pitched well all year, and when we made the switch offensively. Just to kind of go with a little bit more offense, I think, you know, the whole team kind of felt better about our ability to score, as we did feel good about our ability to keep runs down. We led the OVC in pitching, So, you know, I think it's when we started, obviously, swinging the bat. You know how hard it is on a pitching staff when you're not scoring any runs. So, you know, that we kind of got over the hump, and that was the key thing for us.
Coach, obviously one of those pitchers leading the way is a freshman. You obviously didn't see that coming probably at the beginning of the year in Josh Mueller, a big, strong right-handed kid.
Yes, Josh, you know, when we signed him, we knew he definitely had great potential, kind of a kid hidden there in the St. Louis area that no one knew about. So we're, you know, obviously lucky to get him in here. He just handled weekend after weekend, and we moved him from the three spot to the two spot to the one spot. And his ability, you know, as his ability to get ahead is basically what's made him real successful. He holds runners really well. So he kind of knows all phases of the game. But he's been a guy that's gone six or seven innings for us week in and week out. And obviously, you know, you need that going into conference play.
And he's the man that we'll see Friday?
Well, you know, we're trying to make that decision. You know, I mean, pretty likely that's what we're going to go with. We're going to sit down tonight. We're practicing right now, as I mentioned. The scouting reports are just about done. So we're going to make that decision. We, you know, we know they like to run, like to, you know, like to get the things going. So it's not a hard decision. He's been our guy. It looks very likely that's what we're going to do.
Coach, if things do go well for you Friday, it looks like Scott Foley's a kid that you would bring in to hopefully wrap things up. How long do you have your pitchers been able to go? Where do you feel comfortable about bringing him in?
Well, that's kind of been the key for the whole year. You know, I want to put a plug a little bit to my new pitching coach. You know, we brought a guy in here that pitched last year for Louisville in the World Series, so you could imagine how young he is. He's my pitching guy. And our bullpen's been spectacular. We've been giving the ball to Tyler Brandon or Brian Morrell, you know, in terms of first up, and their stats are unbelievable. So, you know, we feel good about the pen, and I think that's made our number one guy, Josh, feel okay. Hey, if he can't get us into the fifth or sixth, we still have TB or Brian Morrell to go to Foley. Foley, we extended him. We also go, you know, Richie Durback, is a name. He catches and pitches, so that's a rare combination right there. So we feel pretty good about, you know, if it needs it, we got to give Foley the ball in the seventh inning, we will, knowing we'll have Durback the next day. So we kind of have two closers, and that's made it nice for us not having to worry about extending a guy or not.
Jim Smith's in his 14th year at the helm of the Eastern Illinois baseball program, joins us on the Doug and Day Show. Coach, when people hear Ohio Valley, I think the first thing that comes to mind is, boy, what kind of competition do they face? Top to bottom, can you give us a rundown of what you think it's comparable to, maybe?
Well, you know, I think the top of our conference is very good. I mean, you say Austin Peay. I mean, they just about beat Vanderbilt in the ninth inning last year in the regional. Jacksonville State out of Alabama, you know, they had a 17-game winning streak this year behind LSU. Southeast Missouri has obviously had a lot of big wins against Missouri State. Eastern Kentucky, you know, those would be the top four or five teams. Samford is in our league out of Alabama. So it's Ohio Valley. It should be called the Tennessee-Alabama Valley or something like that, because there's no damn Ohio teams in it. But, you know, the bottom is a little weak, and I don't mean to put them down. You know, but our top four or five teams in the Valley, Ohio Valley could probably, you know, probably consider play well in the Missouri Valley in the Big Ten. You know, we obviously don't have that third pitcher that you guys have in the Big 12. We understand that, but you know, baseball is baseball. You know, each game's different, and that one guy on the mound is going to kind of change the outcome there.
Jim, what concerns you more? What Nebraska will be bringing as far as on the field, or everything that has to do with your ball club? And I mean, kids that haven't been in this situation, and you mentioned coming to Nebraska, the crowd, being a four seed. You've only played a couple of, I guess we would call, big-time schools in Missouri and Illinois this year. What gives you more cause for concern, getting through those first two innings, or what Nebraska's going to throw at you on the field?
Well, you know, I mean, as good as a question as that is, we have focused so much this year. I know in my early years in coaching, I think I gave the young men way too much info. In years past, we've gone to Oklahoma. We've played three-game series at Arkansas and Ole Miss. We've had some fun at Mississippi State being made fun of for 3 days, you know. Those cowbells, you know, get too much. You get tired of those bells in your ears all the time. But, you know, I coached at Ole Miss for 4 years before I came here. And so we've changed it to where we even practice today. I mean, we are focusing on what we do well. And if you do the little things well, you know, you have a chance to win, and no matter if it's Nebraska or if it's Jacksonville State. So, you know, I realize all the other peripherals with the crowd and all that. We obviously don't even deal with that. We just say we play good baseball, we got a chance to win. You know, if we don't pitch very well early on in that game and get behind, you know what the outcome's going to be. So I think the more info you give young kids today, the more they worry. Internet and all that, they know more about Nebraska than I do. So we just focus on ourselves, and hopefully that's been very successful the last couple of years here.
Jim, being from Eastern Illinois in Charleston, Illinois, what do people from Nebraska need to know, and why would somebody come to Eastern Illinois to play baseball for you? Obviously, the coaching staff.
Phenomenal coaching staff. Well, I think, you know, the one thing, and like I said, we've been down a little bit here, but in about a seven-year span, I mean, we won three conference tournaments, went to one regional in 99, came in second twice. I mean, every year when we go out there, you know, we expect to compete for the OVC title. So it's a great town. It's a great school. You know, chance to win championships, I think everyone wants to be a part of that.
And last question before we let you get out of here, Coach. We've talked about a variety of things. I guess we really haven't focused anything on your offense, and maybe the one player that people are going to want to know a little bit about is Brett Nomanson, your outfielder, batting 397 right now for you.
Well, you know, him and Jordan Tokarz. You know, for a dummy, I had Nomanson in the three spot, so I can tell you all the bad moves I made this year. But when we switched him back to the leadoff spot, you know, I guess that was the question a while back. That's when things started moving. It's just nice as the lineup moves around, you go, oh boy, Nami's coming back up. So, he's a guy that can do everything. I mean, he's had some crucial bunt for hits to get innings started, late inning doubles. You know, he's got the stolen bases, can hit for a little bit of pop. So, you know, hit him Jordan Tokarz. You know, we're obviously the MVPs of the OVC tournament, and it's great to have those two guys at the top of our order.
Yeah, Jordan Tokarz, 9-for-19 for fans out there in that Ohio Valley Conference tournament. So, Coach, congratulations on making the journey into the regional play in the field of 64. We want to be the first ones to welcome you to Nebraska. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the atmosphere.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling, and hopefully it'll be a great tournament for everybody.
We'll see you in Lincoln, Coach. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Eastern Illinois Coach Jim Schmitz joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They take on Nebraska at 1:05 on Friday. And again, if you're Eastern Illinois right now, Daddy, do you have to in some way think, you know what, that's not the worst draw. It's a bad draw as far as how many fans are going to be at that game. But you're catching a team that's struggling right now. In Nebraska, you're not catching a team that's hot or maybe even a number two seed somewhere that's on a little bit of a roll going into the tournament.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure that they know that, being 27 and 28 themselves. I'm not sure they realize how down Nebraska is maybe at this point after the last 2 weeks. I'm sure they see the scores. Probably they haven't followed the games close enough to realize that. I think you're still worried about a freshman pitcher probably taking the mound on Friday. And how his heart's going to be racing, is he going to be able to get the ball over the plate? You said it earlier. Those first two innings, you know, he walks three guys. He walks two guys, hits one. It's going to be a miserable experience that opening day of this tournament. If he's able to settle down, keep his emotion in check, Nebraska's got a ball game on their hands. Listen, Nebraska's not a team that's blown anybody out this year. All right, this isn't a team that's beaten people 12-1, 18-4. You know, there's a team that wants to win 6-4. There's a team that wants to win 5-2, 3-2. You know, if he can calm down, the emotions of him, and you got a freshman, probably not the steadying force in which you know, if you got a junior or senior up there that's had some success before in some bigger atmosphere games, maybe that's something you take into consideration.
You just absolutely can't make mistakes behind Johnny Dorn early, though. You can't allow a guy to get on so they can bunt him over and beat you with five or six hits in this baseball game. You cannot allow that to happen. And this is a team that we didn't bring it up to Coach because, well, why would you? They started 0-7. They were 0-7 against Southeastern Louisiana, Northwestern State, and Western Michigan. I mean, they weren't powerhouses. And as we said, they played two BCS conference schools. They beat Illinois 13-3, and then a week later lost to Missouri 8-6 in those contests. So you got a couple of teams there that you would think are big-time names that they did not struggle with.
Well, and you talk about the coach saying, well, these kids can hit for some power. Well, most of that power comes into the power rallies, people down the line, doubles, because they're not a big home run hitting team. You look at their home run numbers, Tristan Facer hits 273. He actually leads the team with six home runs. You know, you go down the home run list, yeah, they've got some people that get the ball out of the yard, but you're looking at 4-2-1-5, you know, things like that, you know, 2-3-6, you know, those kind of home run totals. You don't have that guy that stands out that's got 18 bombs on the year. You don't have that guy with a monster power that's going to ooh and ah every time he steps to the batter's box that the people are going to have to pitch around. Is it a foregone conclusion that Johnny Dorn goes on Friday? Is that already, I mean, is that already penciled in? I don't think it is.
But it brings you to the, if you knew how the weekend was going to go, you would pitch Johnny Dorn on Friday. And I think they will pitch Johnny Dorn on Friday. Heck, you threw him against K-State. I mean, you're going to, Mike Anderson has it in his head, right or wrong, whatever you think. I mean, you can't really be second-guessed if you just pitch Johnny Dorn on Friday all the time. You really can't be second-guessed because, you know what, I've pitched Johnny Dorn on Friday, and that's it, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. Johnny Dorn goes Friday. That way, somehow, if you need a couple innings out of the kid on Monday, if you're still around, maybe you could bring him in. I don't even know if they'd consider that, but Johnny Dorn, because you're not thinking in Lincoln about getting out of the regional, are you? You're thinking about getting to Omaha. The only way to get to Omaha is to pitch Johnny Dorn Friday and have him go in that first game of the Super Regional, wherever that may be.
I think the big concern, if you don't pitch Johnny Dorn on Friday for a lot of people, is who do you pitch? Because nobody's really stepped up. Dan James didn't throw terrible. The errors behind people were costly. Ben Klein has kind of been demoted behind Andy Cotton as well for some reason. And Andy Cotton has a great day at the plate versus Oklahoma State. I believe three for three or 3 for 4 in that ball game at the plate. But he screws up two double play balls. Extends innings. You look at that. That's something Nebraska has not done. They've used those things to their advantage. And defensively, yeah, I think Ben Klein will be back in the lineup for the Huskers after that performance. Will he not? I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Say that again.
Andy Cotton will take will see the bench again at shortstop, and Ben Klein will be back in.
Why is that?
Because the errors Cotton had.
He had three hits.
I understand that.
So
he screwed up two double play balls.
Well, Ben Klein for a while there wasn't exactly
let him DH.
He wasn't knocking stuff down.
Well, let him DH.
Texas A&M series, Ben Klein went game one of the doubleheader. Andy Cotton went game two. Whether that was because of the errors, I don't know.
It's a bad time of the year to not have a lot of faith in who you're putting out at shortstop. That's kind of a key position.
Right now, it's coin flip. Ben Klein's been starting. Ben Klein will start. That's what's going to happen. Andy Cotton will be a good pinch hitter, maybe. We'll see what happens. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Appreciate your comments at the Dead Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. They're the home of the Arma lining. They also specialize in paintless dent repair. And you know when that comes in handy?
A little bit of hail dropping
from
the sky.
That's right. So if you got hail damage from all the storms, see the guys at the Dent Popper. Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up. Stay with us.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man can get used to this. Grow to love it.
Careful out there. Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Why do so many travel services choose to advertise in the blue envelope? Because they know it's a great way to help their businesses really take off. From rebates at retailers to discounts on dental care to coupons for car service. There's something in it for you. Valpak and Valpak.com. If you're interested, call 1-800-4-VALPAK. That's 1-800-482-5725. Or visit Valpak.com. Isn't it time your business got growing with Valpak?
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you maxed out on a couple of cards? Is your adjustable rate mortgage going up? Call us. We're Credit Card Relief. We help people just like you get out of debt in months instead of years, all while saving thousands. The consultation is free, and the relief is real.
Call 1-866-290-6868. 1-866-290-6868. Not available in all states. That's 1-866-290-6868.
If you think your chance to instantly win a Harley-Davidson motorcycle is gone, the Nebraska Lottery wants you to know there's still one motorcycle left. Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. Play is good. Go play. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Here's some good news from Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac of Kearney. Their new facility is finally finished. Midway invites one and all to the grand opening of the new and improved Midway. Not only does Midway look better, they now have more room for more parts, better service, and more vehicles for a superior selection. So stop by, see the changes inside and out, and check out the incredible incentives on new Chevrolets, Buicks, and Cadillacs at Midway, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
We'll see considerable cloudiness along with some scattered shower activity at times through the day today, with high temperatures staying in the lower 50s. Winds out of the northeast will remain at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, a chance of showers and a few thunder showers lingers early. That will stay partly to mostly cloudy with a low at 41. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Glad to have you along with us. Check out the Doug and Daddy blog on our webpage at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. And you can kind of fill in the blanks from the show or bring up your own topic at the ESPNSuperstation.com Doug and Daddy blog. Well, it's been a long weekend, and whatever you did, you may need to go in and see the fine folks at Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with two clinics in Kearney, locations in Ravenna, Elm Creek, and Bertrand. They've been taking care of the high school and collegiate athletes for a long, long time. Many endorsements from area coaches, including Ross Armstrong of Kearney, who says physical therapy goes behind just healing the body. Sometimes it's not so easy to get those body parts to cooperate. At Family Physical Therapy, they try to help you have the mental edge. They make you want to keep going to be successful. From the moment you step in the door, all these people know you. You know they really care. And as I watch them work with other patients, I know they treat everyone with that same care. It creates such a comfortable atmosphere. They are the people that know me, know my systems, and want to be successful. And when coaches endorse you, they're taking care of the kids. They'll take care of you. 15 years experience in the community. Don't just choose a name. Choose a team that cares. Family Physical Therapy. Two clinics in Kearney. Also locations in Ravenna, Elm Creek, and Bertrand.
Doug, we've been talking a lot of college baseball, and we'll continue to try and effort up the Oral Roberts coach along with the UC Irvine coaches as well towards the end of the week as they bring their teams to Lincoln for the regional. I think you're breaking down the Big 12 teams that got into the tournament. Oklahoma is automatically a head scratcher. I think when you bring up Oklahoma State, you knew Wichita State was going to get into regional. I think the concern for Nebraska was that Wichita State would be in Nebraska. Well, no, they didn't put them with Nebraska. They jammed up Oklahoma State with Wichita State. And I think that's a point of emphasis and concern for Oklahoma State. Texas A&M, a lot of people think that's the easiest bracket maybe in the whole deal to advance to a super regional. I mean, Dallas Baptist, Houston, and Illinois Chicago, a lot of people thinking, well, the committee just granted them a super regional berth.
But they will be going on the road. Rice and Texas, they might get to have to play Texas, who right now is as hot as anybody in the Big 12 coming off the championship. Missouri, bad draw for them. They have to go to Miami and take on the number one national seed. Also, Mississippi is in there, and they're no slouch, so that's their first-round draw. I would have to say that of all the Big 12 teams, Missouri, I mean, Oklahoma, whatever you want to say about that, you know, that's just crazy that they're even in the tournament, and so you have to assume they're going to have a tough draw with Vanderbilt and Arizona State, and maybe Stony Brook will beat them out in the elimination game. But, and they're a Big 12 team. You hope they do well. So whatever, prove their worth if they get in.
Stony Brook's record is what?
34-24. Oklahoma's 34-24-1. That one coming against Nebraska. I think Missouri has the toughest of the other regionals, followed by Oklahoma State probably.
Missouri's interesting because of their pitching staff. Do you wait Aaron Crow? Because it's not like your 2 and your 3 are crap. They've got some pitchers that can throw the ball.
Yeah.
Do you save Mr. Crow and hopefully? No.
No. Well, I mean, they did it in the Big 12 tournament. Missouri did not throw Crow in the first. I mean, if you're very confident in the second, you know, I might go with Aaron Crow. The other thing you look at there is if you throw Aaron Crow and Miami beat you the first time and you can get back through to a second championship game, then maybe you've got Crow available to go for you two times in the regional. Interesting decision for Coach Jameson. But if you throw your number one in the first round, no one can question you, I don't think. I mean, I think if you throw your number one, you cannot be questioned. You're playing it by the book. You're playing it kind of like you did all year long. If you start tweaking too much and things don't go your way, then you get second-guessed.
I've heard people say about Thad Weber and Aaron Probonik, like, well, it's late in the year, they're getting tired. They only pitch one time a week. They haven't even pitched, four or five innings the last 3 weeks combined? I mean, how can you be tired at this point?
Got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up, and we're going to talk about a few other things, including the track, including Terrell DeLognev looking like he's going into the Olympic trials with great shape. There is a new coach at Kearney High School that we're going to talk about. But just a couple more thoughts on the NCAA baseball tournament and our Troutman's Tuesday Trivia as we head into the final break. Your overall things that 105 start, I want to touch on that for Nebraska. I guess that's the way it is. But again, I think they get to decide when they want to play. Why wouldn't you play? I mean, it's been that way all year long. If you don't want to change things, Johnny Dorn on the mound, 7:05, Friday night. It's been that way all year long. If you lose, you've always been playing on Saturday afternoon anyway. If you win, you got the full day off. Now, if you play on Friday and you win like you should, I guess you get that whole, for what? I mean, you're not getting that much rest. It's not doing you that much good. I think it's going to limit the crowd a little bit. You know, I have to ask why. Where's the benefit? Where's the benefit? If you lose to Eastern Illinois, it's too bad. You're playing at 105 the next day. Too bad. You lost to Eastern Illinois.
Well, I think they look at that 6 hours. That's the way it's been in the past. You look back to the other regionals Nebraska's hosted, they've played at 105.
What sense does it make?
They think they're going to win that first game, and they want that extra 6 or 7 hours. That's the only reason it can be.
I just, you know, it's not like they're putting a bigger burden on them than they were any other time of the year. And from a fan standpoint, where it would be sold out, no doubt sold out, I just don't get it. I guess the point is, if they think they're selling series passes, it doesn't matter if they're there as long as they're buying the tickets, which is also kind of crazy. We already touched on Oregon State should be in and Oklahoma probably shouldn't be. Nebraska's other side of the bracket there, LSU, Southern Miss, New Orleans, Texas Southern. I really don't see anybody coming out of there besides LSU. So if Nebraska comes out, they'd be heading to Baton Rouge. Nebraska's got a tough road to get to Omaha. Tough road.
Well, it's never an easy road to get to Omaha. Any of those national seeds are deserving. LSU, a 20-game winning streak to go along their resume. So that stands out to a lot of people. A lot of people like Southern Miss and think they've got a great baseball team. So these teams will be tested. I don't see anybody probably beating LSU. And what a great atmosphere that would be for Nebraska to go to LSU. And so many people, obviously Skip Bertman and the progress and the success he's had on the baseball field at LSU, and then on the baseball field at Rosenblatt Stadium in the College World Series as well, and it adds a little bit of intrigue.
Speaking of successful coaches returning, Kearney High School girls soccer, Robert Michu is stepping down after 2 years, and former coach Tammy Anderson is returning to the helm after a two-year absence. So Tammy Anderson, who got this soccer program going at Kearney High and had very many successful years, is going to be coaching again at Kearney High. Let's go to the Dan Popper inbox.
Abandoned ship. I've got my shovel now after they're showing in the Big 12 tourney. I try sticking up for those Huskers, and whammo, lose 2 out of 3 in the easier side of the bracket. Not even really close games either. This looks like a team that has forgotten how to win. I thought the series with Missouri would get the boys refocused and ready to play some better baseball. Wrong. I still have high hopes for the Huskers. They can certainly win these games and continue the season, and who knows, maybe get to Omaha. Delusional Husker fan. Thanks, Delusional.
It's time now for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you have not won Troutman's in the last 2 months, you are eligible at 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. You'll win a $25 gift card and get any of the yummy stuff you want from Troutman's Quality Meats across from Bob's Superstore here in Kearney. We go to Eastern Illinois Trivia. Phone still ringing?
Yeah, it's still ringing.
This is probably the most successful alum in Eastern Illinois baseball history. Now, Marty Patton, who pitched for the Royals, drafted in 1965 by the Angels, eventually pitched for the Royals, pitched in the 1980 World Series. But this Eastern Illinois alum was also a Royal player and was the runner-up to Mark McGwire for Rookie of the Year honors. What Eastern Illinois alum was the runner-up to Mark McGwire for Rookie of the Year honors as a Kansas City Royal in 1987? 1-888-455-ESPN. We're back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. Hey guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
Eric Casilius here for a Castrol GTX Pit Crew update. In my line of work, I've walked through the garages at many of the racetracks. I've talked with crew chiefs and quiz guys who make their living under the hood of the world's best cars. And in talking to the pros, I've come to realize they're all very clear on one point. You need to take steps to protect your engine against sludge. You know, that thick, dark substance that can build up in your engine. And once inside, sludge is difficult to remove. And in extreme cases, it can even cause engine failure, which could cost you thousands of dollars in repairs. But we can avoid this. As proven in one of the world's toughest sludge tests, GTX provides superior sludge protection, 57% better than the leading competitor as tested in 5W30s. So when your car's performance is on the line, when your dollars are on the line, and when you need to have superior sludge protection, you can always count on Castrol GTX. That's Castrol GTX.
Hi, I'm Bill Thomas with the Phoenix Coyotes. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see considerable cloudiness along with some scattered shower activity at times through the day today, with high temperatures staying in the lower 50s. Winds out of the northeast will remain at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, a chance of showers and a few thunder showers lingers early. That will stay partly to mostly cloudy with a low at 41. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Took us a while, but we do have a winner for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Mike in Grand Island was the winner. We said, what former Eastern Illinois Panther alum, that's right, who the Huskers are playing this week in the first game of the NCAA Regionals, what Eastern Illinois, probably their alum that played more games in the field than anybody else, was the runner-up to Mark McGwire 1987 Rookie of the Year, and played for the Royals.
Okay, was not Brett Sabrehagen, was not Hal McRae, was not Mark Gubazov, was not Clint Hurdle, was not Marty Patton, who I don't know why somebody would guess that when you just said that. But
wasn't Willie Wilson.
No.
Wasn't Willie Aiken.
Nope.
Willie Mays Aiken. It was not George Brett. It was Kevin Seitzer. Kevin Seitzer kind of took over for George Brett when he retired. Kevin Seitzer. Had a big year in 1987, was the runner-up to the Rookie of the Year. Mark McGwire had a long and illustrious career. Started, actually, was drafted by the Indians and played for the Royals and then a couple other teams, Oakland, for a while after that. Kevin Seitzer, the answer. Mike in Grand Island knew it. He was the Eastern Illinois alum who was the runner-up to Rookie of the Year, Mark McGwire, in 1987. A couple of other sports notes to pass along. As we wanted to mention, UNK heavyweight this past 4 years, Tervell Delagnev tuned up for the Olympic trials by winning the World Team Trials this past weekend. This marks Delagnev's third freestyle tournament win in the past year. He also placed first at the Sunkist Kids Open in the fall of 2007. By winning the National Freestyle Championship, Delagnev got a free pass into the final round this weekend. Came through the bracket to beat Delagnev twice in order to win the tournament, Aaron Anspaugh. Delagnev made sure that wouldn't happen as he cruised past Anspaugh in four straight matches. He will focus on the U.S. Olympic trials June 13th through the 15th. Let's have him in Las Vegas because that's where you can keep focus. The winner of that tournament will represent the U.S. in the Olympics later this year. And obviously it looks like he's going to have some big old boys to work on. But Tervell in a chance, in a position to possibly make the Olympics, and obviously that's what he wants to do. NBA playoffs, Detroit and Boston, 2-2. No surprise there.
And Antonio McDyess shows up for the first time in, what, about 4 years?
Big surprise.
Longer than that.
Big surprise in the NHL that Pittsburgh has got the deer in the headlights look right now. They'll be much more comfortable, I think, at home in Game 3 tomorrow. Tonight, San Antonio. Again, the NBA, the Lakers just slapped San Antonio around after the first half of Game 1, and then all of a sudden, oh, we go to San Antonio. Magic water, we win by 20. Last night, close game. Boston stinks the first quarter. They play a horrible shooting game. And they're down by 6 or 7 in the fourth quarter, get beat by 19. Okay. But tonight, Lakers, Spurs. What's to make you think the Spurs don't win and go back to L.A. tied at 2 games apiece?
Well, Doug, all the rain is questioning people right now and what they got to replant. Well, they want you to know at Dyna-Gro, they've still got soybeans available, 36C28, 39R29, mid-group 2 to group 3 soybeans. It's not too late. Dyna-Gro is already growing with you on your farming operations. You need to take a look at what they still have available. Oh, you need some feed seed? You can ask them about Dyna-Gro's sorghum Sudan grass, known for its fast growth and lots of leaves. Look at Dyna-Gro. Call them today, your local Dyna-Gro seeds dealer.
Well, tomorrow on the program, more on the NCAA regionals, and we will be keeping you up to date with what's going on in that aspect. We'll also be, of course, taking a look at how the month ends. How much of the Indy 500 did you watch?
Nothing. Us fishing.
Spending time together with family and friends, huh? Did you fish fry for them? I heard you were cleaning some.
Friends? Yeah. I'm the dad, and that's what dads do. I clean fish.
How was fishing this weekend?
Slow. Slow. A lot of muddy water to fish in.
That's what happens. Hopefully this stuff gets put away and we don't have to worry about it. If it does clear off a little bit, there will be some Legion baseball tonight. And we'll update you throughout the afternoon if that's getting postponed. If you do have some postponements and cancellations, you can also call us anytime, 1-888-455-ESPN. And we want to thank the head coach at Eastern Illinois, Jim Schmitz, for joining us on the program today.
They want to know how the Dane Creek Open was at Ord.
C.J. Farber, your champion.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550, our friends in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.